Carnes coming away. What Freedom Feels Like. Newsboys, His Eyes on the Sparrow. And we played a song for Ann's birthday. Rich Mullins, Hold Me, Jesus. Good morning, Fred and Rick with you, 751.
And today, weather-wise, cloudy through the mid-morning, then gradual clearing, turning breezy and colder throughout the day. Tonight, mostly clear, low 22. And for tomorrow, sunny, high 38. Temperature-wise, we are right now at 38 in Lancaster.
This morning, our friends Lanny and Justin hanging out with us. They're from Transition to Community in Potter's House. Good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Great to have you both here. And Lanny Millett, the Minister Director at Transition to Community in Potter's House. Lanny, tell us a little bit about your ministry.
Well, I would love to. We are a discipleship and recovery ministry, taking men out of prison and out of rehab and helping them to experience the transforming power of Jesus Christ in their lives, to do something different, to become contributing citizens. And we work with them on recovery issues, but even more importantly, on discipleship, to learn and grow in their faith for Jesus and to understand that even in the 12 steps, a higher power with power in Jesus Christ. And we're excited to see the changes that occur in their lives. We work with them on rebuilding relationships with their families, learning financial skills, getting a job, getting their identities back, learning how to make decisions and set priorities, and to believe in the future. One of our former residents told us that he used to struggle with believing in tomorrow, but now he believes in eternity. Wow. And that's what it's all about.
Where's Potter's House located?
We're located in two places, actually. We have a house in Loyola and we have a house in New Holland. We believe in creating a more family-style environment for the guys rather than institutional.
Right.
So we're sticking to two houses with seven men.
Seven men each?
In each house, yeah. Yes, sir.
That's pretty great. If folks want more information, they can visit you online.
We are at transitiontocommunity.com. We'd love to have you come and check us out.
And Lanny brought along Justin Giese, one of the residents. Good morning to you, Justin.
Good morning, Fred. How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing awesome.
Tell us a little bit about how God has impacted you through Potter's House.
Okay, so when I first came to the Potter's House, Transition Community, I was a very broken down individual. Didn't really care too much about anything, life or what happened or the purpose that God had for me. You know, I was just kind of in this world hanging out till God let me know what he wanted me to do. And I came to the Potter's House, and they really showed me the love and compassion and mercy that Jesus Christ has to offer. And through that, they helped me find out who my Lord and Savior is. They helped me. They led me to him to transform my life into something that once I thought was hopeless, but now has more meaning than anything in this entire world.
And I love that you're wearing a tools hoodie sweatshirt. What sort of tools is Potter's House giving you to move forward?
Well, I mean, they're helping me to learn how to stay stable financially. They're helping me learn how to use the word to my advantage, to take advantage and to understand the promises that Christ has given me. They're really just helping me to grow as a man, to become a mature person, as a functioning member of society.
That's awesome. And Lanny, if folks want to hear more testimonies like Justin's and find out how they can get involved with you guys, I understand you have a banquet coming up.
We do. We have a banquet coming up at Shady Maple on Friday, March 9. We would love to have you come out. Our theme for the night is Captivity to Destiny, Hope in the Face of Addiction. We've invited David Hain, who is the author of From Addict to Disciple and The Heart of an Addict, has had ministry to addicts in South Philadelphia, Lancaster, and South Africa. He told us that his goal and purpose in life is to bring the love of the Father and the hope of the Son to people caught in addiction. So we're going to be excited to hear what he has to share, along with some testimonies from other guys. Everyone's welcome to come out. There's no charge to attend, but advance registration is required. You can get the information for doing so on the website at transitiontocommunity.com. I would also note that David's going to do a workshop for us on April 9 on the topic of the heart of the addict. So that's a second event that's coming up down the road.
But is that right at the website also?
That is at the website as well.
Check it out online. March 9th is the banquet. April 9th is the thing that Dave is doing. Is that right?
That's correct.
And you can check it out online, transitiontocommunity.com. Lanny and Justin, thank you so much for being with us today.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, Fred.
Great to have you back to the music. This is Third Day, Let There Be Light. FM 90.3 WJTL, your home for Christ community music.